Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
Launch out into the deep. He just recognized who God is. Whenever you recognize who God is, you have to deny yourself and now make sacrifices and be 100% committed. God knows the heart, so no doubt he knew that Simon was afraid, because now his life is going to be turned upside down. His work, his purpose was to fish. That means he was out there catching fish, selling them, making money, providing. But now, Jesus said, throw all of that away and follow me. That's fearful. Because we're so stuck in our comfort zone. We love our little routines. I'll go along with the flow as long as I'm comfortable. But boy, when he makes you uncomfortable and you have to fully get into that boat and launch out into the deep, that's scary. That's why he was telling Simon, fear not. Don't worry. I know this is going to change your life. But he told him, fear not. From henceforth, you shall catch men. Think about it. He was catching fish to die. Now he's catching dead men to live. Jesus said, greater things than these thou shalt do. Jesus went around healing people, healing the sick. But they were going to die. But now you're going out there telling people about Jesus Christ. They're dead. They're in darkness. And you're telling about Jesus Christ. You're raising the dead and you don't even know it. Think about it. They are dead men walking out there. But now you're talking and telling them about Jesus. They see that light and they accept him. And then they have eternity. We talked about the crown of glory. When you lead someone to Christ, you get that crown of glory. So now you're not going to just fish for dead fish, but you're going to be fishing for man. He's changing tunes here. And he has to be fully committed. Now, so Jesus already comforted him and told him, fear not. And then, verse 11, what was Simon's response? And when he brought their ships to land, I hope you catch this pronoun here, they forsook all and followed him. If you follow Christ, others will as well. Simon followed him, but they forsook all. Are you willing to forsake all for Christ? The rich young ruler wasn't. The rich young ruler said, hey, I kept all of these Jewish things, all the law, all these things. Jesus said, that's good. Yeah, that's good. But sell all that you have and follow me. He couldn't do it. He loved the world more than loving Christ. What shall a man gain if he lose his soul? What shall he gain? Nothing. Exactly. If you really think about the short time we're down here on the earth, like the Bible said, it really cannot be compared to what he has for us in glory. So we have to be willing to forsake all for Christ. So we're talking about the catch of a lifetime was that Jesus Christ actually caught the disciples. And now they're going to be rescuing men to live. Now, what was the purpose? Why was it so important to catch the fish or catch men? Here, I'm giving you a couple of scriptures and I hope you write these down. Matthew 4:19. We're just going to go through a couple of scriptures and I'll be done. Matthew 4:19.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.